What's up, everybody? We are back for episode 8 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Break is approaching and the holidays are near. We have 1 week left until vacation. Whether you're a student who's been studying nonstop every night or a parent stressing out over that morning carpool with little to no time for your cup of coffee in the morning, don't worry, some time off is almost near. I'm sure we're all feeling swamped at this moment with things moving so quickly and the weather only getting colder, but it's definitely important to keep your foot on the gas and avoid that feeling of burnout. I personally have really looked forward to a couple days off myself. Hang in there. We've got a quick episode for you here today. Stay tuned. Winter break begins on Friday, December 23rd. Students will return to school and resume classes on Tuesday, January 3rd. Break may be around the corner, but snow days are as well. Make sure to be prepared for a delay, dismissal, or cancellation. That possibility is always there at this time of year. I've mentioned this on the pod already, but you can check for those updates on our social media accounts, Instagram and Twitter. You could check our district website or local TV news stations. The Milford Public Schools recently named Kara DeCenzo as the Community Connection Center Coordinator at the Calfpan Elementary Service Hub. If you aren't familiar with the Community Connection Center, it was originally established to help form a bridge between families and the multitude of community services available in Milford and beyond for residents. Now entering its fourth year, DeCenzo joins Mary Kate Williams as a supervisor. Williams had originally served as the Community Connections Coordinator at Pumpkin Delight. With the addition to Calfpan, DeCenzo will serve as a supervisor for the east side of town, which consists of Calfpan, Orange Ave, Live Oaks, and Orchard Hills. Williams will continue to work at Pumpkin Delight and supervise schools on the west side of town, consisting of Pumpkin, JFK, Meadowside, and Matthewson. As the sole employee of the CCC from 2019 to 2022, Williams worked to connect families with information and solutions for a wide variety of family needs, child care, parenting skills, literacy building, food insecurity, job training, and many more. Due to the success of the first center, a second location was approved by the Milford Board of Ed to continue to strengthen the school-family community connection. We've enjoyed having the benefit of providing free meals since COVID arrived, thanks to federal and state funding. With funding now almost depleted, we will return to Meals for Purchase as our free meal service is coming to an end. For more information on this, you can visit our website at milforded.org. Select Menu, scroll down to Departments, and click on Food Services for all the resources you need regarding school meal prices. There you can fill out a reduced price application online for review. All you have to do is look for free/reduced price online application. If you click that link, it will bring you to a Titan School Solutions login page. Now you may be wondering, do I need an account for this? Do I need to sign up? The answer is no. You'll see a box that says Apply for Meals Today. Once you hit that, you can start typing in your district and submit the form from there. We're going to transition into sports now. Stick around to see what's going on with our winter teams. We are well into December now, and winter sports have officially begun. Forens girls basketball team got a great 57-32 win over Brantford. They'll play their home opener tomorrow against Sheehan. Jonathan Law's girls basketball team will return tomorrow as well for their home opener against West Haven. Jonathan Law's boys basketball team picked up a dominant 62-47 win in their home opener against Cheshire. They followed that up with a 66-47 win over Pomperog this past Saturday. The Lawmen are 2-0 to start the year and will take on Notre Dame West Haven tomorrow at 7 p.m. in West Haven. Then this Thursday, both the boys and girls teams will meet at Foran for a night of basketball you don't want to miss. It'll be the first head-to-head crosstown matchup of the year. The boys tip off at 5 p.m. The girls will tip off at 7 p.m. in the same gym. If you're an avid hoops fan with some time on your hands, Foran is the place to be Thursday night. This past Saturday, Foran and Law had their first wrestling meet of the year for an invitational in Berlin. They were competing with 9 other schools. They'll be back in action Wednesday. Foran will head over to Brantford while Law hosts Xavier for their home opener. The Lawmen wrestling team also picked up their first dub of the season against Cheshire this week as well to start their season in the win column. Last but not least, indoor track is here. This past weekend, Jonathan Law competed in the Hill House Invitational at the Floyd Little Athletic Center. There were a number of state qualifiers in this meet. Congrats to Shane Pritchard, Gabe Garnett, Kyle Chai, Caden Simpson, JT Nelly, and Jack Brett Hauer. The boys' SEC developmental meet will take place today. The girls will have theirs tomorrow. Both Law and Foran will be there. Those will be held at Hill House as well. The road to state qualifying starts now. Best of luck to all our winter athletes. That's another episode in the books. As always, we really appreciate you listening. This is the last episode of the year. We'll be back better than ever in January after winter break. Thank you guys for listening and tune in next year for our most prevailing stories to date. Milford Public Schools recently named Cara DeCenzo as the Community Connection Center. Milford Public Schools recently named Cara DeCenzo as the Community Connection Center Coordinator at the Calf Penn Elementary Service Hub. The Milford Public Schools recently named Cara DeCenzo as the Community Connection Center Coordinator at the Calf Penn Elementary Service Hub. Nice.